views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Shasta County and beyond. This is Kevin Cry. This is my show. I have no paid sponsors. As always, the weather is brought to you by Weather NorCal and my good friend Mike Kruger. And I always like to throw him under the bus. Very, very mediocre tennis player, but phenomenal, possibly world's greatest meteorologist. Our forecast for the day, it's going to be in the 70s, and then it may rain late tonight, early into Monday, and then throughout the week, it looks like it's going to be in the high 60s, in the 70s, with a high in the middle of the week, Wednesday at 80 degrees, which is great. That's great track weather. My daughter competed yesterday at the, I don't know what the meet was, but it was a 14-team track meet at Enterprise High School, so it's great to see a lot of kids out running, sweating, getting active. And then there was AAU basketball, there was club baseball, there was volleyball. There was a lot of sports going on, kids doing a lot of things, going a lot of directions. So kudos to all the parents that are schlepping their kids around, running them through drive-thrus, and investing in really the most important thing, which is our youth here in Shasta County. So we have a pretty packed show today, so I'm going to jump into it. With me in studio is former mayor and current councilwoman Tanessa Audette. Good morning, Miss Audette.
Good morning.
All right, so what we're going to focus on today is we're going to talk quite a bit. There's been a lot of conversation about the city of Redding's budget shortfall, where they are, positions. People are concerned since we did the Shasta County, I don't know, some people call it the crime summit. I just basically said I wanted to get everybody in a room and have conversations about the criminal justice system in our area, and budget came up quite a bit. That wasn't the intention, but that happened. So people are very curious about RPD and their officers and public safety, I think, in general. And I thought there was no better way than to have the opportunity to have somebody from the city council come in. Dr. DeNuca was out of town. Councilman Latah was out of town. I did speak to Councilwoman Reznor. She may call in. I know that she's home this weekend with the kids, and I believe her husband's out of town. And then Mayor Munns, he might be Instacarting or doing something, so I don't know what he's doing, so I wasn't able to get a hold of him. So with that, I'm going to
– You're stuck with me.
No, and I didn't see it as a bad thing. Let me kick this off by saying to everybody what I think for some of you, I didn't put it on social media. I didn't tell anybody that Tanessa was coming in. Tanessa and I haven't had a bad relationship, but we didn't have the best one. Would you agree with that?
I don't think really we had any.
We didn't have any, but we definitely when we were both running in 22, we're kind of in different camps.
We didn't have a lot of contact.
I just remember we got in like a small argument at the park over a mutual friend.
Oh, yes, you made accusations that were unfounded, untrue.
I didn't make accusations.
And I had to call him on the spot and call you out on that.
Untrue. Yes. Anyway, okay, but the one thing I will say with Tanessa, and I think we would both say this, the at-home program does not happen.
Correct.
Without you and I working together.
Agreed.
There were a lot of people that tried to kill that. We were really I believe we were the only county in the state that actually executed a multi-jurisdictional plan and got something out of it. Like the last time I had talked to CSAC, which is the California State Association of Counties, they said, yeah, it kind of flopped. But Shasta County, the City of Redding, City of Shasta Lake, City of Anderson, and the Rancheria were able to pull off that partnership. So I think that's the most important thing people hear is that there are politicians that can set personal things aside and get great work done. So with that, I appreciate you coming in. Let's jump into, so where is the city of Redding right now?
I'm getting over bronchitis, so if I'm coughing, forgive me.
Just cough the other direction.
I'll
don't
try to cough
on
the other
me.
Direction.
Okay.
That's a loaded question. As you know, being an elected, you get information sort of as it comes. There's many different issues that come up. Sort of the beginning of every year is the beginning of budget discussions. So we'll start to get an idea of where the city manager and our finance director thinks, you know, we are. We get an audit that comes at the beginning of the year that gets presented to us like around March. And so you can kind of have not just what they think it's going to be, but what it was. So you have to understand that the way that government budgeting works is you're projecting. So it's not, oh, we made, you know, $100 million last year. How do you want to spend it? It is you project what you think the revenues are going to be. So there's a lot of guessing. So a lot of criticism you'll get is, how did you not know? And it's, the truth is that it's a guessing game. You're guessing, you're making projections, and then you're setting a budget based on what you think you're going to bring in. And then during the year, or we have a mid-year budget, it's sort of like, are we on track from what we projected to what we're spending? Obviously there was a lot of factors with the economy and inflation that we had to constantly be adjusting. So since I've come on to the council, my first budget was in 2023 because it's, you know, July to June or June to July. And we've been constantly making, it's sort of like, we think it's going to be this, but we have to make a, adjustment. Let's make another adjustment. Let's make another adjustment. And you had in the mix of that ARPA funds. So there's ARPA funds that were decided
one time.
Before. Yeah, but that was before I came on. So sort of, I'm not going to give you my opinions on many things, but I will read to you the assessment based on the financial documents, the audits that the city has written. So it's not my opinion of what it is. It's what they have written down.
A lot of papers.
A lot of paperwork. So I
have two questions that I really, really want to get answers to. If I get answers to these two questions and understand them, and the public understands them, I think that's a big win for this hour, is – when we talk about the number of RPD officers.
Yeah.
And I'll go through both the questions, and I'll just let you kind of tackle them and see where we want to go. But as I understand it, RPD, the number of positions available beginning July of 2025 will be 110 plus four grant positions, totaling 114 sworn officers. Now, these are the budgeted number of sworn officers of the last four budget cycles. The cycles, you know, obviously, I guess, are planned for 2 and 10 years. And again, I'm just reading what I was given by another council member. And July 1st of 2017, and then there was 103 July 1st of 2019, 106 July 1st of 2021, 111 July 1st of 2023, 122 July 1st, 2025. So projection-wise, City of Reading has been between 109 and 111 sworn officers since fall of 2024. So when I hear that we had 120-something officers at one time, and I don't know – again, I just have this little clip here, but I don't know when we had 122 officers. I believe – I don't know if that was 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
I have it somewhere in the mix of all this, but I believe – if I understand – if I remember correctly, I believe in 20 – we just saw it in the last the last meeting. I believe it was maybe in 2022 or 2023, we went up to 122. And so for like 2 or 3 years, we've had 122. So like maybe since 23, we've had 122 officers.
Here's the reason why I ask, and then we'll.
Don't take my word for it. April of 2023,
okay.
In the budget workshop, this is what it says we have, 122 sworn.
Increased by 11 positions prior
budget. Prior budget.
Nine ARPA positions, yep. 8 Beat and Park Rangers.
So this is – so the budget in 2022 increased – so I believe in 2022, 2023, and 2024 we had 122. Now it's going to go down.
Okay.
So according to this coming budget, they're bringing it back down to 110.
And they're not cutting. They're just not backfilling. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, like, that's whatever language you want to use. I have the videos from the budget meeting so that you don't have to take my word for it. You can take Barry Tippins, who's saying it. The fact is that basically since, I would say, June of 2024, they began changing the allocations and started to basically not renew and allocated it towards, let's say it's B8. There's five officers. In June.
What is B8? Do you know?
Like there's seven beats.
Yeah, yeah. But what?
Five officers.
What geographic area is beat eight? Do you know?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
And also because I'm sure they will they rearrange it and then put it back. So I couldn't tell you exactly. plus I don't want anybody to know like where there's parts of the area not being policed.
When you just hit on something, I know it was like off the cuff, but that's what's very important to me when you said you don't want people to know what areas aren't being policed. And I know that's tongue in cheek and you're just kind of saying that, but that's my biggest question with this is I'm under the understanding that there was 100 and something jobs to government, to the city of Reading added over the last 2 to 4 years.
More than that.
Okay. So what I want to boil this down to, because when people say, oh, we've got 4 grant positions, so we're getting 4 officers back.
Well, hold on.
Yeah. From what I understand, one of them's like a red light cop that does nothing but watch red light camera tickets.
Correct.
And then we lose a detective.
Correct.
Or we lose a park ranger, or we lose a CERT officer.
2 CERT officers.
Okay, so I want to get into that, but that's my thing is if we have grown government by 100 and something employees in the last few years, whether it was with ARPA money or grant money or whatever, like I'm not the grim reaper of people need to lose their jobs, but I'm saying I don't want officers not covering beats because we have 6 extra people in this department or that department. And it may be overworked. I get it. But, you know, and I'm not saying that roads aren't important. I'm not saying park and recs isn't important. I'm not saying these other things aren't important. But to me, the officers right now is critical. So there you go. So go ahead.
Well, there's so many things. So, I mean, I can tell you in the order of how this happened and how we're here is, you know, we basically, before we come into the budget meeting, the understanding is we're going to lose maybe 6 officers by attrition, like meaning we're not going to backfill them. So that's losing. Whether you do it by attrition or you fire them, whatever, the fact is that we're losing 6 cops. And so that to me was very difficult. Like that's terrible. That's horrible.
That's a whole beat.
Now listen, June 4th, the last council, minus myself, and you can look at the agenda, you can look at the minutes, they voted to allocate some of the funding for this Beat 8 to reallocate it towards sidewalks, towards Tiger Field getting a new scoreboard, and to, like, Office 360, to which I objected because I did not want to lose any funding towards officers. And they're like, well, it's one-time money. And it's like, yeah, but it keeps our officers a little bit longer until the economy can turn around. So, you know, a lot of decisions were made, and I can read that. Okay, so we can go in a million directions. Okay, but let me just say, first off, my goal in having this conversation with you is that we don't lose 12 officers. If we have to lose 6,
correct,
I can live with that, but I don't want to go down to 110. And the 4 that they're adding are specialties. So it's a tobacco officer, it's a DUI officer, it is a red light officer, and a school resource officer. What we're losing is 2 CERT officers, so we go from 6 days of coverage to 4 days. 2 park rangers, we're going to go from 6 days to 4 days. You're losing a detective, you're losing traffic enforcement, and if you think that that's tickets, because that's what I asked, they said, no, think rodeo, think cool April nights, directing traffic, you know, that type of thing, or for events and that kind of – that's what I was told. We're also so we're losing the people on the street. We're losing the people that are actually making the efforts and helping us with the change that you see with homelessness in the area. But it's also the winter. It's the winter. And so when summer comes, people are going to come back out. The river is full right now. So, you know, a lot of the cleanups that I've done with police officers, a lot of going out and with fire departments, you know, they're along the riverbanks. A lot of our homeless will camp out along the riverbanks. And so right now that river's full. You can't be into those little alcoves along the river. But when the summer comes, we're going to get a lot more homeless, and you're going to want those police officers. You're going to want those park rangers. You're going to want all of that. And so making a decision in the winter where things are actually kind of good right now, I think because we've had such a police presence, because our CERT teams have been so effective. And again, it takes like 8, 9, 10 contacts for them to really start to see progress, with the homeless taking services and agreeing to go into shelter and that type of stuff. And so all this progress that we've made, I don't want to go backwards. And remember, it takes 18 months to onboard a police officer. So we're not just getting far behind. We're getting really far behind. So if we changed course, you know, it's still going to take 18 months. The people that are coming out of the academy or that were on probation are not getting hired. So this idea that like, oh, we're not laying anybody off. We have people on probation. We have people that are going through the academy and they are not being hired on. So if they think they're getting away with this because people aren't being fired, you're plugging the budget with police, which we desperately need, which the public has said over and over and over that they need. So in the last budget meeting, it was brought to us. So we're at 6, and then in the first budget meeting in January, it was like, no, we're at 9, and it was like, oh, this is not good.
Officers down. 6.
Officers
six.
Down. We're by attrition. We're now not filling 9 positions, and I'm like, oh, this is not good. Then you have this cannabis tax, and it's like, that's going to plug a hole. That stops the bleeding, if not adding 3 more back, to which they were not willing to go by staff's recommendation. It's not my recommendation. Staff recommended it based on the area, based on price, based on how much square footage, based on all of those things, but the council chose not to go that route. So that's fine. You did that, but the consequence is the very next budget meeting in March, they say, you're going to lose another 3 cops. 480. So now we're at 12, and you're just like, oh my, this is too much. And so in that meeting, I pushed back. And I have the meeting, so you don't even have to use my words for it, but basically what Barry Tippin says is, he says, we have not added any jobs at the city other than, like the electric utility, your public works, public works, and police and fire. He says we haven't added. Okay, that was March 13th.
And I want to clarify for my listeners, because I have quite a few from out of the area, Barry Tippin is the city manager.
Yeah.
Of Redding, California, you know, some would say he's the 6th council member. So go ahead.
So he says that statement. I have it queued up if you want me to play it. He says that statement. We haven't added any jobs. Now, I pushed. I do not want to lose 3 more. I would rather find those savings somewhere else. He also says in that statement, well, then you're going to have to fire people. Like, we're going to have to reduce services or – you know, all the terrible things that council members don't want to do. And it's like, well, yes. Well, at least at a minimum, tell us what that would be.
Okay, he said that in open session.
Yes,
I believe you.
So it's March 13th.
Okay.
You can watch the video. I'm not going to play it, but it's at like 34 minutes.
And this is going to be something I'm probably going to do. More on my Facebook Live tomorrow morning. I'm going to do some more work after this conversation. But so go back to, so you said that, you know, you want to find alternative ways. So there's all these positions added, yes or no? Back to that.
So he says there hasn't been, so I'm pushing back in that meeting on, I don't want to lose 3 more cops. But, and then, so what his response to that is that we've not added any positions since 2008. He says we have not added positions in government other than in the utilities, which is your enterprise funds, not general fund, and your police and fire. He makes that statement and says you're going to have to fire people, you know, whatever. But so the rest of the – he only needs 3 people to agree with him, and he got the consensus minus my objection. Strong objection that we should go in that direction. We should not be getting rid of these 3, but I was overruled. So – the very next Tuesday is our city council meeting, and we have our 2024 audit. Okay, so it's this big binder.
Yep. She's using 2 hands to lift it.
260 pages. And in the back of this, on page 243, it shows the full-time city budgeted employees by function and program for the last 10 fiscal years. And what you see is that from 2021 to 2022, we added 101 positions. 101. Okay.
But he says you didn't add any frauds.
He says we didn't add other than utilities, which would be enterprise funds, and then just police and fire. Because his contention, and he's right in that it's kind of a one-to-one. You cut a cop, that's a lot of money. So we actually, the smallest impact on paper, I think the largest impact in your community, but the smallest impact on paper is he says it in the meeting, it's a one-to-one. So it's like, he's not firing, but you know, like, attrition, one officer, it saves a lot of money.
People make this sound as if it's personal. You're not firing. I mean, it's like, it just, you know, it's not.
We can't afford it. It's a budget.
We can't afford it, right?
It's like, what can you live with? And I personally believe, like, it is my wholehearted position that we can't afford to lose that many officers. So my goal in all of this is that we actually lose 6, maybe 9, but we don't lose 12. I would rather be 6.
And when you say if we lost 6, is that the net or the gross, adding those 4 grant positions back?
Those grant positions are not at all.
You're not even factoring those in.
No, I don't factor those in because those are so specific.
They're very specialized. I agree with that.
And they're great. I appreciate them. They're great. They're awesome. It's just that our CERT team, our park rangers, we haven't had a Beat 8. So the Beat 8 is new.
If we
got rid of that, honestly, I was the only person that voted not to do that, but I can understand why my fellow council members are like, that's fine. We hadn't had it before. We got it. It's not necessary. It's a luxury according to them. Okay. I can conceivably wrap my brain around it.
So let's go back to this.
But not a detective. That's huge. When I came on, the number one thing that Schuler was saying is we have to have more detectives.
Yeah.
So the fact that we're losing a detective, CERT, and park rangers, like these to me are like, well, what can we do? We have to be able to do more to try to do that. So when he made the statement that we haven't hired people, and then I see this literally 4 days later, I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. So then we were told, no, those numbers are wrong. Excuse me.
We're going to get you some water at the break.
Okay, thanks. We get the updated numbers, which basically says, no, not 179 positions that we added or 184 positions we added. We only added 156, which is also a lot of positions. Then it was said, oh, those are in utility, but they're not. It's at least 120 in our general, like, our general fund.
Government.
Not general government, but general, because general government means something, but like our general fund.
General fund, okay.
So, and I have the list of where we've grown, which is a lot in each of these places. So it's at least 60 employees that we didn't have before. Starting in 2021, we really started to ramp up. And as you know, it's a lagging, right? So if you approve positions,
don't start tomorrow.
No, it takes a little bit of time. And so we're fully amped up. Like by 2024, we are fully amped up. We have grown government. And all I'm asking is, can't we look at those positions? Why are we immediately getting rid of police?
So here's what, and again, I don't know if we have any city council members that are listening, but after the breaks, we're going to take a break here in a few minutes. But I would love to, because that's what I want to get to, because if I'm understanding this, some have said that they haven't added any positions. And you're showing me papers that says they have added positions. So regardless of how we want to talk about how we legislate or vote our way opinion-wise and how to fix it, can we at least agree on the rules of the game?
Yeah.
I mean, if one person is playing blackjack and another is playing rummy, it's like we're going to have cards, but it's not the same thing. I just want to say, do we have these extra positions? Because that's what's important, because I'll tell you, the CERT team to me, and the only thing, I mean, again, and for the listeners, just to remind you, I have zero jurisdiction in the city of Reading. My entire district essentially is mostly the city of Reading with a small piece out of Pine Grove. So RPD, no jurisdiction whatsoever. But I worked with the CERT team a ton in 22 and in 23 at Mercy Canyon, Breslauer, Masonic, all those homeless camps, working with HHSA, getting people into housing. So I'm so aware that CERT team is, I mean, I know they're not going away, but cutting them back is, in my opinion, not good at all, especially now that legislation has changed where we're actually able to move people along. So what everybody has wanted forever is the quality of life issue getting cleaned up, where people in District 1 or anywhere else have people sleeping in your stoop in front of your store, at the bank, or whatever. Now there's legislation where officers can legally move people along. And like I always said, if you want to get help, we're going to get you help. But if you don't want to play by the rules, then you're going to have to move, because you are not able to sit in front of people's businesses, harass employees, and be a public nuisance. And losing officers is horrible with that timing. So with that, we're going to take a very, very short break. If anybody would like to call in, that's a city council person. That number is 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567, because we are going to talk about the positions and not necessarily Councilwoman Audette's belief in how to get out of this, but here's the positions we've added, and I want to talk about those. And again, it's not about saying people aren't doing a good job. It's saying what can we afford and what can we not afford to lose. With that, we'll take a short break. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Are you all ready for a good time for a great cause? Well, join Chicks and Chaps at Woody's on Monday, April 14th from 5 to 9 p.m. for the Chicks and Chaps Brewhouse Takeover. We're serving up a limited edition of Chicks and Chaps American Light Lager. And don't miss your shot at winning 4 rodeo tickets in our big drawing. Must be present to win. Come raise a glass and help our effort to help local breast cancer patients, because every sip makes a difference. See you at Woody's Monday, April 14th.
My people love this country and we're under attack. They banning us, they cancel us for speaking the facts. If you man enough, come stand with us, take USA back. And every time we pull up, all you're gonna see is American flags.
American flags, baby. That's right. For my other special guest, who I will not name, but love seeing American flags everywhere. We live in the greatest country. Again, this is Kevin Cry. This is my show, no paid sponsors. And I did forget to tell you at the top of the hour, I have my Facebook Live every Monday morning at 7 a.m. You can go to Vote Kevin Cry on Facebook. And, of course, you can go to my website at votekevincry.com as well to stay up to date on any information and other items. Hey, we're okay. We're okay. We'll just do it like this. All right, so we had someone come in to the studio, our producer, Ben. Ben is a great guy. He is like the Wizard of Oz, twisting the dial, pushing the buttons, stepping on the foot pedal. So Ms. Audette has pulled up a city council meeting from what year was that, Tanessa?
This year, March 13th. March 15th, 2025.
March 13th. Okay, so we're going to play that clip. So go ahead.
With this plan, there likely can be layoffs that are going to be imminent because we can't – I don't know where else I'm going to go. The reason we're presenting this to you is because I can't identify something else that allows us to provide the services that we provide today. And I'll remind you what I told you last time. The only place that we've increased staffing since 2004 is in the utilities and in police and fire. So we are bare bones everywhere else. And so the realities are that those other departments that are – and also I'll tell you this – you know, we talk about the cost allocation plans, and so another employee that is in a different department, if they don't work here anymore, we get maybe 35% of their total cost to the general fund. With police, it's one for one. Okay. So
if I heard that correctly, he said that he didn't have any other options. This was the only option he could bring forward, and there was not more staffing. So I'm not going to speculate. I'm not trying to be in his head. I'm not trying to see what a motive was. So just based on what he said, tell us how you
take that. Right. So okay. When he says cost allocation, just for clarification, what he means is that you can cross-charge different departments for staffing. So let's say even his position, only 30% of his salary comes from the general fund because he's cross-charging different departments when he is doing work for that department.
Absolutely.
So when he says one-to-one, he means for the general fund budget. So let's say, although again, I'm just taking his word for it.
Yeah.
My appeal and my desire is that we don't lose more than six officers. And so if you're telling me I'd have to fire people, okay, that's a tough decision. Tell us who that would be. Make the case. Give us the information. But that isn't what was said. What was said is there have been no increases in staff. And the fact is that the very next meeting, clearly we've had increases. According to what was in the audit book, it said we added 37 to general government, 29 to police, 35 to fire, 10 to public works, which is on the general fund side. Let's see, 11 to planning, recreation, 18, community development, 19, which is housing stuff.
So go through those one more time so just people can hear the numbers and the corresponding departments, because people would say that, well, we're doing a lot more permits, so we're doing more of this, so we need that. I'm not saying, because my opinion would be, yeah, I don't disagree. I love the fact we have more recreation. I love the fact we have people working in recreation. But guess what? I would rather have a CERT officer or a park ranger or a detective than having more people work the gate at Big League Dreams or the plunge. Or it's not called the plunge. It's called the Reading Aquatic
Center. Yeah. And honestly, I don't know that we have a fair assessment of what the options would actually be. So subsequently, once I raised that question in the meeting, I was told that those numbers cannot be right, and I got a edited version. Here's the other problem I have. And this is oftentimes what you hear. You'll hear people say different numbers. I've heard council members say different numbers. And in all fairness, I have in front of me two audits. I have a budget, biannual budget workshop, binder. I also have handouts from different budget meetings in March, in April, and in June. And in all of them, the numbers are different. Every one of them. The numbers are different.
Hold on. I gotta unpack that, because I mean, well, the first thing is, and I'm not trying to throw the city manager Barry Tippin under the bus. I mean, he may have crawled under it, but I'm not trying to throw him under, because what I don't understand is if you say we haven't added spots and we truly have, well, that's a big miss. And if he says he doesn't know where else to get it, well, that's kind of like the CEO or city manager's job, is to bring those options, even though they might not be favorable. I know Dave Richter,
right,
our CEO, will say, look, we can do A, B, and C. And quite honestly, A, B, and C all suck.
Yeah.
But these are your options. It's like, what sucks the least?
Yeah.
Or,
yes,
you know, but
what can you live with?
But that's where I will say, and I'm sure people will listen to this, and I want to be very respectful, but that's where I think the mantra comes in, that staff at the city tend to run the council, because if you're given one option, and if you have council people that don't spend copious, copious amounts of time researching this, because that's what happened to me.
Yeah.
I got there, I started asking questions, I started working with Nolda Short, and oh my gosh, the sky is falling, Cry's trying to dismantle government. No, Cry's just trying to ask questions that I think Tom, Dick, and Harry, Susie, Sally, and Wendy all want to know answers to. And I think you're asking those questions. So with those positions added, how do we get the true numbers?
Yeah.
And how do we say, are those positions more valuable than police and fire?
Yeah. So that has been the hunt. And so if you were sitting here, you could see I have binders and tabs. I mean, this is, and I don't fault the new people because they haven't been on. They, you know what I mean? Like, you're just given so much information and not in a form to which you can really, I think, digest it in a way that tells a story. Because I think they're making the decision. You know, if I put myself in any city manager's position, I mean, they hire everybody. They're doing the budgets. You know, they're working every single day. You have a council that's part-time that, you know, may or may not have expertise in any of these areas. They may be brand new. They may have never looked at anything like this before. They may have looked at it before, but they don't understand municipal financing, which is absolutely insane. It takes 200 pages to go through it. And there's an audit every single year. And since I've been on, I've actually been in the audit committee the first 2 years I was on. So I had the benefit of kind of walking through this with auditors. So I have, I think, a better understanding. And that's not their fault. That's just I got the advantage of getting to do that. And so, and I ask a lot of questions. So I'm not saying I want to fire people at the city. I'm saying in response to what we've been told about where we could possibly cut government, I don't feel like I was told accurate information. So when this next thing comes out, I'm like, well, this doesn't make sense. So then I get another email from our finance director saying, no, no, here are the right numbers. The right numbers say we added 156 positions since 2021.
Can you break those positions
into
department down?
I will. So 17 into general government.
And what would be an example of that, general government?
Oh, there are 11 examples of general government. I'll read them off to you.
And these are new positions created?
No, they're not new. They're just the general government. It's just the budget for general government. Oh, yeah. These are new positions created either within finance, personnel, city council, treasurer, animal regulation, city clerk, purchasing, debt services, city manager, and city attorney's offices. So, and I can tell you where the increases have been. So general government, there's been 17 added. In addition to that, you have your intergovernment, which could be included in this general government overall number because it gets broken down. So in this general government overall, it's all of those that I just said, as well as some more, which are internal services ones. So IT is included in that, and that would include communications, GIS, the information IT, fleet, in public work. So, like,
Okay, go to the next group. So, 11 general government.
17 in general government for the ones that I listed, those 11. Then, specifically, which are also in this general fund, which is what should matter, you have building and maintenance added to people, communications, marketing, public relations added 4 people, records added 1, IT added 2, communications and radios. I'm not sure which side of public works that is on, but personnel added 2. You have police went up 33 positions, the fire 33 positions, public works on the general fund side 6 positions, parks and recreations 10 positions, development services 11 positions, community development and housing 5 positions, and then you have airports which added 5 positions as well.
Okay, so what we're going to do, Ben,
there's about 60 people.
Okay, Ben, are you there?
Give or take.
I am here.
Okay. Hey, I know Patrick Jones. I know you're listening. I wanted you to come on and talk about pension debt and some of the things that you went through. But what I'm going to do, Patrick, is and just for the general public, I'm going to have Tanessa and others, and I'm going to do a bunch of segments in the next week or two on this from my studio, and we'll stream that live on Facebook. So, Patrick, if you want to, did we get another call in, Ben?
Can I also just say one more thing before he goes into pensions? Because obviously pension line.
No, he's not going to go into pensions. Okay. I'm going to tell Patrick instead of waiting online.
What's it that? Wasn't Aaron that called in. It was just another gentleman.
Okay, right. So in 2023, so I came on in 2023, or 2022, December 5th of 22. And then basically, you begin to start talking budgets the beginning of the following year, so 2023. But I was the mayor pro tem, and your mayor and your vice mayor go to the audit meeting. Our mayor didn't go, so I got tapped to go in. So it was the vice mayor and myself went into that audit report. So this is my first audit, literally within months of getting elected. I go into that. So I have this binder. And I will tell you, I'll just read to you what it says as far as what the increase of government was as of 2022. So you get ARPA funds that come in 2021, and they're allocated through 2022, because remember, fiscal year is mid-year, you know.
And the ARPA money was a lot of money.
Yeah. However, I think the ARPA money was maybe $18 and change million. But in 2022, according to the audit, in the year of 2022, which is what this fiscal year ended, June 30th, 2022, I'm reading, the general fund original budget was amended to include increases of $34.6 million, approximately a 32.3 increase And the reasoning for this is also stated on this page. It's page 19 of the audit. The planning budget, so development services planning budget, increased by $10.6 million, primarily due to $2.5 million in ARPA grant funding, $5 million budgeted for fire station design review projects, $1.7 million for Stillwater completion project. Then it goes into police. Police budget was increased by $8.3 million, $3.2 in ARPA funds for the B8 for park rangers, which is what we want. Then you had your general government budget was increased by $7.7 million. Primarily due to $6.6 million in ARPA grant funding budgets for city broadband or the Riverfront Plan, utility assistance, nonprofit assistance.
Riverfront Plan was part of that $6.7 million.
And
whatever.
Youth programs. Okay, so the Reading, the recreation and culture budget was increased by $3.5 million, primarily due to $3.1 million in ARPA grant funding budgets. So understand that they made some decisions, and I have that video as well. So Barry Tippin explains, he said, and we can do it after the next break so I can cue it up. But like,
there is no other break, so keep going.
Oh, so he basically explains that in 2020 or 2021, basically they made some assumptions. They basically said we've just been increasing sales tax, keeps going up and up and up and up and up. Then you also had this influx of ARPA funds, and they basically made the decision to fully staff fire, fully staff police, and all of these other things.
So the arts, the riverfront.
All of the things. In 2023, when I come on my first budget meeting, which is 2023, this is the biennial budget, 23 to 25, it literally says in the introduction, which is on page AA2, it says that over the past 4 years, the economy was better than expected, and through fiscal discipline and focus on priority and goals objectivity, the city made great strides in many areas. Increased fire department, increased police staffing, provided market-based salary and benefit packages to several employee groups and continuing progress in this area. So you want to know why we have our budget has grown exponentially is because they're paying people better. They basically went to the in the process of all of the negotiations, they brought people to market rate for government employees. So the idea that it's just police and fire, when they themselves, this is their document, they basically said
this is
the
board from 21. This is, or the council from 21.
This is the assessment of what happened before 2023. So this is the,
gotcha.
We're discussing, we get a package that says, this is what we're going to discuss for the budget upcoming, the 2023 to 2025 biannual budget. We're going to do a 2-year budget. So my very first budget was a 2-year budget.
Yeah.
When we're going in, this is the background information that they're giving. In 2023, this is the background of what they've decisions that they've made, what they've done. And when I get on the last, I believe that the last general fund budget we were discussing was fire. And if you can remember in 23, there was a big argument, right, because they didn't feel like they were getting the increase that they were supposed to get. Remember, there was a big battle. They got lawyers.
So let me go back to this because I want to land this plane because I think the most important thing here is we can talk about the raises, pension stuff, and again, I know Patrick was going to talk about pension stuff, but like I said, we're going to do that on my Facebook. We'll do a live this week in my studio, and we'll go into that. My biggest question, though, is by your numbers of what you just shared, there is a large number of new employees in the last couple years.
It looks like it, yes.
So when you said,
Well, again, I have like in these three binders on my audits, it's saying that in 2022 we had in 2020 – 2020 and 2021, I only have what they told me. And what they told me in the email that they sent was in 2020, 2021, we had about 800 employees. Well, in all the audits that I have, by 2022, we have 943 employees. By 2023, 943 employees. By 2024, we're down 918. Well, according to even what they corrected it with, we're at 956 now.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that that is the final decision that we would make, but shouldn't we at least put on the table positions?
But what you played, you know, what Barry Tippin said, there was no other options he could see. There was no new employees added since 2008. Clearly.
2004.
2004.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I thought he said eight, but four or eight, either way. That's my biggest question is why are we not looking at those? Because you had, like you said, the IT.
Yeah, this is Greg Robinette. I'm not making this up. Yeah. This isn't my opinion.
Greg played a junior high basketball for me. Greg's a good guy.
They're all good guys.
Not a bad jump shot.
They're all good guys. And listen, I wouldn't want to cut – if I'm hiring and firing people, if I probably – don't want to lose that. I don't know the calculation that was made to say that we can go down 12. Like, if you remember, in 2019, you know, I've been knocking doors in Reading for other people's campaigns since 2015. I've been knocking on doors and asking people, what do you care about? What matters to you? And every single one of them, at every single door, public safety is always mentioned. It's just the foundation, which, by the way, the purpose of government is to protect people and property. So fire, police, like, and infrastructure, these are our responsibilities. But the general fund is a majority police and fire, and it should be. Now, I've heard it said a million times, well, what city do you want to live in, and what do you want it to look like, and what, you know, facilities you want to have? And I get all of that, and I want those things too, but it's a budget. So you can't have everything you want, but you should have everything you need.
Money does not care about your feelings. I try and get people to understand, money does not care about your feelings.
No, and I tell my kids all the time, you gotta do what you have to do so they can do what you want to do. Absolutely. And we have to protect people. We have to protect downtown businesses. We have grown downtown. We've put all of this money and investment here so that people can live and work here. And so it needs to be protected. Our parks need, we have beautiful parks. We're known for that, but they have to be protected because if you're not policing there, then people are going to go move in again. And summer's coming. Like, summer is coming. People are going to be outside, and our quality of life matters. When we have tourists coming in and bringing people here, we want them to feel safe. I want them to be safe. I want our entire city to feel safe. So I'm not saying,
I'm less concerned about the tourists until I'm concerned about the people that live here. Now, don't get me wrong. We have to have safe streets. Yeah. I'm just making sure. Like,
let me also just remind you that in 2020, there was a sales tax measure. And that sales tax measure promised public safety because we didn't have the money to pay for public safety. Okay, I get that. So it's like, how did we increase by such leaps and bounds in the city of Reading? Well, they used ARPA funds. Okay, fine. But they also use general fund. It's not just ARPA. In 2022, they increased it by $34 million. ARPA was 18.
Yeah.
So we made a decision, and Barry Tippin, our city manager, says that.
Well, it was an election year, too.
Yeah.
I know that.
No, those
now.
Decisions would have been made in 21.
But we would have seen them
in 22.
But that's what I'm saying. And that's some of the things I have learned about this is it does matter. It does matter when people are going to into closed session negotiating about unions and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean,
and it shouldn't matter. It doesn't matter to me, but it does matter. So how, Tanessa, how can we, because we've got about 7 minutes left. I mean, what is the next step for Tanessa Audette to get the final number of how many employees were added? I mean,
irregardless of if it's 156 or 184 or 143, it's still over 100.
Yeah.
And by their numbers, which I have as of March 20th, it's at least 60 people that are on the general fund that are new.
Yeah,
minimally, we should be looking at it and saying, you know, like, I don't want to call anybody out because it's not like I don't have a value for all of these things. It's just that shouldn't we be looking if we can eliminate, even if it's one in the 11 people, because the number was we'd have to cut 10. It's like, okay, well, then give me one from every department. Like, tell me who that could be.
And that's the thing is, it's not personal.
If
we're all in this together, it's like, hey, police may have to shave back, but that means other people have to shave back. That's why I feel like one industry shouldn't take the brunt of making up that gap.
Correct.
And so I really, really feel strongly about, and I would encourage the other four council members, whether they listen or not, to really dive into these numbers and know ultimately how many jobs were added. Because it's crazy to me that the city of Reading, our largest city within our county, doesn't have. I'll just say this: like, I'm thankful at the county because when it comes to numbers with our auditor, controller, and our analysts that work in the CEO's office, like we don't have that. Like, we have here's the numbers, and then they get fact checked, and now that Supervisor Plummer is there, I mean, I think that guy probably sleeps with Excel spreadsheets in his bed.
Well, I mean,
which is great because it's about data and about knowing your numbers.
Yeah, I mean, I don't need it to be exact. I don't need the number to be exact. However, I need to have it within a range. If I know we've added five people, you know, if you look through this, if Parks and Recreation added 10 people, okay, well, have we Did we add more parks? Why did we have to go to 10? Tell me about that. Yeah. What are those positions? And is that, these are full time. These are not our part time.
Yeah. And this is going to be the argument that they make very little. So it doesn't, it's like, well, a bunch of those littles makes up a lot.
The question is, where do you want to cut? Do you want to cut police or do you want to cut some of our more administrative positions? And that's the choice. And people say it all the time, once you have something in government, it never goes away. It never goes away.
Yeah.
Except police? It's very difficult for me to accept that we are going to make this many strides and then go backwards.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm not willing to just let it go.
Yeah.
And it's not, I'm not creating a story out of nothing. I was told we didn't add any more positions, so I'm looking at this because clearly we did, and no story has been told to me of why. I haven't been told but this is why, and it has to be this way or whatnot, or, I can understand maybe for housing, because we took on, as the fiduciary agent for the COC, so you had to add something, and it's paid for administrator. Maybe that's what's happening. I don't know.
We didn't get
the benefit of the conversation.
Yeah, but just
and the
us.
Public doesn't have the benefit of that conversation. For the public to weigh in and say, no, we'd rather you go bare bones at City Hall instead of losing 6 more cops. Because my goal would be that we split that. We not lose another. Let's give me 6 more. I just don't. You remember when Measure A was going? It was, we only have 110. It's so awful. Crime. Go back a few years. We were not doing well. Public safety was a big issue. The smash and grabs, the homelessness were everywhere. It's like we've had such increases. We've done so much investment. Why would we go backwards?
It's not strategic. And that's the problem, is there's a lot of, I believe, not just, what we're talking about here, but just in general, a lot of nearsighted decisions about, now is when we double down on some of this stuff because legislation has changed. And I don't want to get into this. This is a whole other show in itself. Yeah. But it's like we talk about tourism. We finally got the Denver flights. It looks like rolling, but we're going to cut tourism back. So it's like, are we going to say, hey, we're going to commit to this and it's going to take a while? And that's one of the things we're even seeing at the federal level is sometimes you have to go back a step to go forward 5. And there is some pains in that to turn that ship around. And I really feel right now with law enforcement, this is the worst time to not double down.
Well, and it's going to take 18 months. So if you don't hire these people coming out of the academy right now, there's going to be a gap. And then if we change our mind and we're like, oh, this is terrible, it'll take 18 more months to get to that.
There's no consistency in that. And it's like starting a workout program and then stopping or even doing something, worse, like anti-working out and anti-eating, eating well. And so you're not going to be able to compound the positive effects of what you're doing. You don't want to keep stopping and starting. Yeah. What I would say, Tanessa, is maybe this week or sometime soon we come in and we queue up some clips. We bring in some more information. I would love to do some more homework, talk to other city council members, because I do. I want to know what the pension liability is on those 100-and-something employees and what the big financial picture is in that, because as the rumors, so to speak, of a sales tax in the city of Reading keep bubbling up, I want to be as informed as I can just as a single voter, but I really want the constituents of Reading to know what is what, because there's a lot of uninformed voters. And I love the fact that this would is something that goes to voters and let the voters decide, but let's make sure the voters are voting and are understanding what is what, and it not just be a narrative or propaganda that is completely wrong, but a group pushes something that they want and telling a completely different story. Cause that's all I want. I'm totally fine with whatever people vote, because I think that's important. That's why Measure Q is so important to me, is because I want people to have a say, because I don't plan on being in government forever, but I still really want my voice to count. So if you're good with doing something later in the week, let's talk about that. We have 30 seconds. So I'll say this, Tanessa, thank you so much. And if you don't know Tanessa, she probably has a massive briefcase or backpack, because there is a ton of paper and binders and
I do read everything.
Yeah, well, and you I will say you do the work. We've been in many board meetings together, whether it's CERTA or at home, and you definitely do the homework, and I respect that greatly. So thank you for coming in. We're going to pick this back up here in the next week. Tune into my Facebook Live tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have a great rest of your week.
My soul, working all day, overtime hours for both this pay, so I can sit out.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.